how many ways can we consciously use this law of attraction?
We'll begin by saying you are utilizing it whether you know you are or not. You cannot stop using it. It is inherent in everything that you do. But we are appreciating your question, for you are wanting to know how to deliberately use it to the achievement of that which you intentionally are wanting.
Yes.
You may deliberately utilize it by focusing upon something that you are wanting, knowing that as you stay focused upon it, more thoughts will be gathered to it, making it stronger and more powerful, which will bring it about very quickly. That is one way you may intentionally utilize it, by staying focused upon something and just letting it do its work, rather than flitting from thought to thought so fast that you never attract any real power. And there is one other very important way of utilizing it, by achieving a state of being in your mind and letting that be the basis from which you attract. It is an advantage to be surrounded by those who look for the best in you. For as they see what you are wanting to see, it stimulates your observation, your magnetic attraction to what you are wanting. While it is of great disadvantage to be surrounded by those who look for your flaws. For as you are seeing them seeing your flaws, then that often becomes your point of attraction.
Okay, so let's say a person has something going already from their previous thoughts, and they decide they want to suddenly change that. Is there a momentum factor? Do they have to slow down what's already been created, or can they instantly create it back the other direction?
There ordinarily is a momentum factor. It need not be, but it usually is, because it is not easy for you to abruptly change anything. You tend to continue thinking in the direction that you have been thinking. You are habitual creatures. And so out of your habit of action or of word or of thought, you continue to maintain the direction that you have already achieved, you see.